Captain Radio. Well, all medicines have the potential to be dangerous, regardless of whether they are purchased over the counter or obtained by prescription. All too often, unfortunately, people have incredible side effects, may even die as a result of overdosing. Well, Leslie Gregory is a senior policy officer from the Department of Health, joins me this afternoon. Leslie, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I wonder if you could just define medication first off for us.
Well, medicines are very useful substances that are used to treat, cure and prevent diseases and also to promote health.
Oh, definitely. We certainly need them. We wouldn't be around these days, would we? So we've got things like cough medicine, pain relief tablets. They're the common ones that we buy over the counter, aren't they?
Indeed, yes. You can get those from community pharmacies, but you can also get medicines, of course, in...
Yeah. I've never sort of thought over-the-counter ones to be of a particular concern, but obviously they can be.
Absolutely. Over-the-counter medicines can be as dangerous as prescription medicines, and we need to take care with all medicines that we take.
I'm probably one for, as an example, that I don't read the instructions particularly. I don't take painkillers very often at all, ever, really. But, you know, I guess if mum's got a child that's crying and not well, you really want them to feel better quickly. So should you be asking your pharmacist, perhaps, before you walk out with the prescriptions? Well, with the over-the-counter?
Ideally, you should be asking your pharmacist, particularly if you're not sure about the medicine or the condition that your child has.
Yeah.
Depending on the severity of the symptoms, you might really need to go to the GP first. But pharmacists are easily accessible individuals in the community. They're open long hours, and they are very much medicines experts. So, yes, they can help with inquiries about dosing.
Without a doubt. I mean, things like paracetamol or Panadol, that's a good example if it's if you overtake those or take many too many.
Indeed, paracetamol, and because it's freely available, unfortunately, there are quite a few instances of overdose. And the thing with paracetamol is that when you do take an overdose, and it can be by accident, the symptoms don't start until 24 hours later. So it's really, really important that you, if you suspect somebody's taken too much paracetamol, that they should seek medical attention.
What would be the symptoms, Leslie?
It can start as sort of being appear as being a viral illness, but unfortunately the reason paracetamol is very toxic is it affects the liver, and if somebody's got to hospital quick enough, they can give an antidote to the paracetamol.
Oh,
if it's left too long, then the liver can fail.
I had no idea.
Overdose is quite a significantly high dose before you get that situation.
Okay, well, that's a definite concern for children, particularly, also older people perhaps. Maybe they're not taking notice of how often they're taking.
Yes, and paracetamol can be in lots of different medicines, so you've got to read the packets very carefully. It could be that you're taking two preparations that contain paracetamol, and, the effects can add up.
Also, I guess if children are visiting Nana and Pop and there are medications, which normally if it's just them in the house, they have sitting around on the kitchen bench, you'd have to be pretty careful there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's very, very important. Children are inquisitive, and even though things come in childproof containers, a lot of older people, they struggle with the containers, and they'll put them in different receptacles. Mm. And children can get their hands on them, and they're curious, and in some instances they will actually take the medicines.
Thinking they're sweets, perhaps, because they're colourful.
Absolutely.
That's a big one, isn't it? Now, travelling. This is always a big concern, I think, with your medications, how you make sure you have enough. I know if you take prescriptions away overseas, most of the time you can't get them filled out.
That's correct. So it's very important that you have a you work out how many medicines you're going to need before you go on holiday. It's always a good idea to keep a list of the daily medicines that you take, even if you're staying in Australia. But yes, make sure you've got plenty, and also importantly, you need to be able to store them appropriately while you're travelling.
Good point. You need to ask those questions before you go, and also it is appropriate to get a letter, I suppose, listing your medications from your doctor.
Sometimes, some countries, if, for example, some people take quite strong painkillers that contain or opioids, which some countries do have restrictions on what you can take in, so you're unsure, then a letter from your doctor should cover that.
Yeah, definitely as a safeguard there. Now, how can you stay safe when using medications? I mean, do you stop when you feel like it, or do you make sure you check with your doctor first?
It's always important to check with your doctor before you stop taking medicines. And there's two reasons for this. Medicines are always prescribed for your benefit. And medicines, for example, medicines in particular for high blood pressure, patients don't feel any different from taking them, but blood pressure is the major cause of heart attacks and strokes, which most people still die from those two conditions. And blood pressure medication goes a long way to preventing those conditions. But patients don't feel any different, and they think, oh, I don't really need this.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's one thing, that they're preventing you having these conditions. But also, if you stop taking some medicines, conditions can get worse very quickly. You have a rebound reaction. So it's always important to speak either your doctor or pharmacist if you've got any concerns about your medicines.
What happens if, say, you take medications at night as a number, and then you take them again in the morning? What if you forget that you take the night medications? Should you forget taking them when you would next morning realise you've made your mistake and just take your morning medications, or do you double up?
It's always better just to, if it's been sort of less than 12 hours, then you can just take your next medicine on time.
Okay.
Don't recommend doubling up doses. That could actually be dangerous.
Ah, that's a very good point, because sometimes that can happen if you're out of your routine. Herbal supplements with other medications. How do you find out whether that's going to react?
Herbal medicines, people think that they're herbs, they're natural, they're not dangerous, but they really can be quite dangerous, and they can interact with other medicines. So it's really important that before you start taking a supplementary or complementary therapy, that you check with your pharmacist or your doctor.
Both, yeah.
So with the medications that you're currently taking.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You just think, being natural, that it's not going to compromise you, but it possibly can. Sharing medications. I've heard people, I've got some antibiotics, you can share mine. I mean, I've heard that a lot when people have been away.
Yes, that's important for a couple of reasons, that taking medicine that was intended for somebody else's condition, it might be dangerous for you to take it for a different condition. But also with antibiotics, we don't like to use them inappropriately, because we are trying to conserve the use of antibiotics.
Yeah.
Antibiotics should only be taken when prescribed by your doctor.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Sorry to interrupt, but a lot of people tend to self-medicate when they go away, if they're overseas and get sort of a chest infection. They get a prescription filled out before they go and take it with them and put themselves on antibiotics when they may not need it.
That's right, and that is a concern, that patients do this, and it's, as far as antimicrobial resistance, which is the problem that we're facing globally, taking medicines when you've not had an infection diagnosed by a medical doctor is pounding that problem. It's not
very, very important. I've heard people say that all the time when they've been away, and I've often questioned that. Now, if you're going into hospital and you're already on medications for one particular illness, perhaps, and you're going in for another illness, what can you do there to make sure that everyone's on the same page?
It's really important when you go into hospital that you take a list of your medicines, or we actually encourage patients to actually take their medicines along with them. And by that we mean all medicines, not just the ones prescribed by your doctor, the ones you take regularly on a daily basis, or complementary therapies. People in the hospital will want to know everything that you're taking.
Yeah.
Assess which ones you should be continuing while you're in, and some that you might maybe have to stop taking.
Very, very important, I would imagine. Maybe even a letter from your doctor, your GP, saying what you're allergic to, or those sort of things.
That's right.
Yeah.
Extremely important. So as well as knowing about all your medicines, it's important that you tell everybody if you've got any known allergies.
Yeah, good point. Okay, you bring up some very good points there. We've just had a couple of callers ring through, actually, and they've asked, first of all, how many antibiotics are safe. It's a bit generalised, I suppose. But what they're saying is, can you take course after course if it's not recommended by your GP?
And GPs can do tests where they know what the bug is that you're carrying, and they will choose the appropriate antibiotic to treat that particular infection. And sometimes if the infection is resistant to that particular antibiotic, the general practitioner may need to prescribe another agent.
So through a winter, for example, if someone has a recurring infection in the chest, I mean, a doctor knows more, obviously, than what I'm generalising here about, but if you were put on, say, three different courses of antibiotics, is that going to be compromising?
No. A good general practitioner will prescribe appropriately for their individual patient, and some patients are, particularly the frail elderly people, they're more inclined to have bad outcomes from chest infections, so doctors will prescribe antibiotics for those particular patients.
Yeah.
Other patients that have got other chronic diseases, they may well consider. Other patients, they'll say you don't actually need an antibiotic on this occasion. A lot of chest infections are caused by viruses, and viruses don't respond to antibiotics. They don't have any effect at all on
them. Yeah, that's very true. I think that's been made fairly clear to a lot of people over the years, but a lot think, oh, if I've got a chest, I've got a chest problem, it must be, you know, some sort of infection, I've got this, so that'll clear it. They get disappointed when the doctor says, no, you don't need that antibiotic.
Yeah, even in bacterial infections in healthy adults, they will get over the infection, and it benefits them and the whole population if you can do without antibiotics.
Well, that's the whole message at the moment, isn't it? Trying to cut back on the amount that's being used, otherwise we become immune to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That, another call from Crystal. The other one, the first one was for Marion. Crystal's rung through. She's asking, is it safe to take vitamins off the shelf? Can you overdose on all the supplements that are often mentioned we should be taking?
The vitamins can be dangerous, particularly if you're taken in high volumes, and but really, if you're eating a balanced diet, then we do say that you're probably wasting your money by supplementary vitamins. I've heard a lot of them that just go straight through your system. So
I've heard that too.
Yes, so
they're marketed so well, though, aren't they, Leslie?
They are, and it's a huge market in
massive.
And my concern is that patients are spending money on things that aren't necessary for them, may not be able to afford things that they should be taking their prescription medicine.
Yes, I was told that by a doctor years ago. It can virtually be very expensive urine, basically. But the thing with it, I guess, is knowing whether you are the healthiest you can be. If you're starting to feel down and not well, I guess your general practitioner once again should be the one to decide.
Absolutely. If you're feeling fatigued, then it should be a doctor you speak to.
Yeah.
A whole range of reasons why you might be feeling fatigued, and
exactly,
a doctor to make that assessment.
Good balanced diet and get moving on the footpath out there and the pavement. Hit the pavement for 30 hours a day. All those very simple things. So, just a couple of the key points before you go. Now, you did mention medicines, taking them to hospital, listing them all, making sure they're aware.
That's right. Always, even when you're not going to hospital, you should be aware of everything you're taking, know why you're taking each medicine, and that will help you understand why you need to take it and the benefits you're getting from it. But particularly if you go into hospital, they really need to know what medicines you're taking, so that anything you want to prescribe is appropriate for you.
Stay in contact with your pharmacist and doctor. Definitely, there are a wealth of information.
Absolutely. The pharmacists have, your community pharmacist will have all the medicines you're taking on their computer. So another thing you can do is if you've not got your list, you can provide the hospital with the contact details for where you usually collect your medicines, or indeed you can tell them your doctor's telephone number.
Yeah, keep an accurate list at all times, maybe in your wallet if you have a fall or something, people can see what you're taking.
That's right, yeah. Mm. Taking medicines such as warfarin or other particular medicines. Sometimes a medical alert is useful to really heighten that's what you're taking.
Yeah, that's right. Follow directions very carefully, particularly for children. Well, for everyone, really, children as well, of course.
Absolutely. Always take medicines as they were prescribed and only for the person that they were.
Yeah. And store medicine safely. Leslie, thank you very much indeed for joining us. A lot of information there for us.
You're very welcome.